the greater awareness, Ronan, you know, in the last year in particular, of the plight of rural Ireland and farming in particular. Look, at farming is the backbone of rural Ireland. Over 60-70% of the land is still owned by farmers. So, you know, most of the candidates, and possibly them all, you know, there is a bigger awareness of all of that. Like, it kind of slipped in the last 10 or 15 years. It was a big issue, you know, with the county council meetings 20 years ago, farming issues and all of that. But I suppose other things took over and, you know, other concerns and all of the rest of it. But I think we're back on track to have good cooperation and good maybe direct negotiations with the new incoming team. And we hope in IFA to meet them very soon, the new representatives in our county, in particular here in Sligo, and I expect a positive response from them in all of that.
And Michael, would you be, we often hear that farmers are often quite reluctant to vote. Would you be encouraging the farmers of the Northwest to come out and vote?
I would very much so, Ronan. I think it's critically important in this year of 2024, when we have both local and European elections, that farmers actually come out in numbers and support. Look, the main thing is to vote, and it's a democratic right that a lot of countries don't have. Now, I do believe that farmers have a big play, you know, this year, and they have an opportunity there to elect, you know, candidates and good people that will represent them well in the next 5 years, both locally and in Europe.